My boys bringing disco noise as I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG swoop and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper, cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
Enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Wow, that was a great song, and it was love Ducks Unlimited too. You know, that's a favorite. We have Squatch on the line. Shakluk, hi Squatch, how are you?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah? Wonderful.
Enjoying the last few days of summer.
Yes, I bet you it's hot and a bit smoky up there. Is it?
Not too smoky.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We are talking because the students are back at SFU this week. We thought that it would be a lovely, a nice theme to talk about beginnings. It can be broad, you know, all sorts of beginnings, but beginnings with the students and stuff. And wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
You kind of cut out there for a bit.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear the whole.
We're just wondering what your thoughts on the students and new beginnings for the students at the beginning of the year in education.
New beginnings. It's kind of like a new slate, or, you know, a chalkboard from the last year. You know, if you don't scrub it enough, you can still see the mistakes.
I love that.
That you made the previous year, but, you know, you tried to wipe it clean and you're beginning anew, trying to find further skills and ideas that'll help you personally and help those around you and the community and society as well, you know. And, you know, when we get into new beginnings, we, like I always harp on, positivity. Mm-hmm. We always have to go into it with positivity. Don't look at the faded mistakes. Mm-hmm. Don't dwell on those. Mm-hmm. Just think about the new chalk ideas you're putting up.
Yeah, the fresh start.
The mistakes. Mm-hmm. Try new ideas that'll help you in your education. And, you know, education is not just about learning. It's about teaching those around us as well.
I love that point, too, for sure.
So, you know, I think new beginnings, I think we, you know, it's kind of like at New Year's Eve, we all make resolutions. You know, some of us might be able to make it last all year, but new beginnings, you know, kind of fade out. We got to try, you know, make it a monthly thing in the school year. Well, you know, there's midterms, so, you know, it's bi-monthly.
Yes. So, midterms really creep up on people.
Yeah. That's what I think of new beginnings in education is.
Very good.
Just try something different that, you know, don't be in a rut making the same mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And be positive. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that be positive, I think, is really important, just because it's easy for the human, for our humans to lean towards that negativity. Well, there's that whole negativity bias, right? But yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and experience and passing it on, because there's all these fresh, shiny young faces up here.
Yes.
And we send you lots of love.
Yeah. I thank you guys there behind the mics, the people behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.
We'll say bye for now.
Okay.
See you next time.
Bye now.
That was Gwaith Sheklek from Lower Nicola Valley, Thompson Nicola Valley.
Nicola Valley.
Giving some wisdom and lived experience that to help you on your way.
Absolutely.
So we've got another song coming up for you. It's called A New Day Has Come by Celine Dion, and this is a bit of it's of course for everybody out there, but also for Fahima here in the studio, because I know Celine Dion she's someone who's overcome a lot over the years and stuff too, and continues to. So and she's such a talent and a star. Yes, thank you.
So long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, hold on, and don't shed a tear through the darkness and good times. I knew I see light.
Okay, we're back. That was a very relaxed, I found it quite relaxing, that song.
Very pleasant.
Sort of a counterbalance to all the excitement and hubbub that you might be feeling if you're up here on the campus, and that's a beautiful thing too. But wow, I think I'd put that in a playlist for just sort of getting calmed back down and stuff. That was something that I was going to look up too, and you may know, but I don't want to put you on the spot there, Carnivar, but my understanding is, I mean, obviously we know everybody knows the power of music pretty much, but what I was going to zero in on before our show today was, I think I understood like Baroque music in particular is quite helpful for creating like a...
Yeah, I mean, classical music, there are kind of four or five main time periods of classical music. We've got the medieval and Renaissance in the kind of 1100s to 1500s. Mm-hmm. You have the Baroque era, 1500s to about 1700s, 1750s. You have the classical era from about 1700, 1750s to about 1800, 1820. The romantic era kind of takes us up to 1900. And then you have the modern era, modern and contemporary classical music. Definitely the structure of both classical era classical music and Baroque era classical music is very good for concentration.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of really good instrumental music there.
Yes.
And it has been proven scientifically that listening to composers such as Haydn and Bach and Mozart and Beethoven mm-hmm. and Vivaldi is very good for your brain and increasing what they call neuroplasticity.
Ooh, meaning can you say that three times?
So neuro, obviously, with your brain, plasticity, the ability for you to create
flexibly.
New pathways. Yeah, yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. And think about things in a more flexible manner. Yeah.
Yeah.
The easiest way is to just go either on Spotify or YouTube and just find a best of classical playlist or classical music for studying. There's thousands of those playlists out there.
Yeah, and I think the point that I was raising there, it did come on the segue of the Celine Dion song, which I particularly found quite relaxing. It might not be the case for everybody, but is that stress, you know, we touched on stress is quite often, you know, quite normal for people, especially going into a new environment like school or any other new beginnings. And you know, I think it's paying attention to the music that you listen to, like what is the effect on you? And if it can make you relax or focus or then use it as a way to support yourself along with all the different, there's lots of services up here too at SFU. So
absolutely. There are lots of things. And this is just kind of a general point for all new students that are out there. There are a lot of resources both here in the Student Union building and student services. There are also student services from the university. Mm-hmm. There are also a lot of community and provincial resources for you.
Wow.
If you have any questions, just ask some of the administration, or you can even come into the radio station here, and we're more than happy to help you out because university is it can be a difficult time, and definitely as we're saying, it's a life shift for a lot of people.
Yes.
It's a significant a leap forward in the amount of responsibility, also in the amount of self-direction as well too.
Yes.
You're kind of, a lot of people are kind of doing things on their own, completely on your own.
Yes.
Taking care of yourself, feeding yourself, going to school, keeping your times organized, and also, you know, managing to remain connected to the community and find new friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that does pile up. And it's important to have not just coping mechanisms, but also kind of de-stressing and relaxing mm-hmm. mechanisms. And whether that's through music or meditation or hiking or any of these things, you know, maybe use this time to start a new beginning in relaxation as well.
And related to music is, I had heard that some people, like unconsciously some of us do this anyhow, that humming, that if you hum, that humming can be a way of people starting to regulate their nervous system a bit if they're starting to feel a little amped up or whatever, that humming can kind of somehow. So it's what you said is that we all have different ways, but experimenting with it or noticing when there's things that help us relax when we need to relax or focus, that's really important. I'm just thinking here. I know that I want to... Oh, yeah, and couple of other things that I wanted to say here too is that relaxing, I think what is relaxing is different to different people, and I know that they've done studies that like too much screen time in social media isn't, it may feel relaxing in the moment and entertaining, but often it has a bit of a boomerang effect. So I would just say, at that part of that balance piece that we were talking about, just notice that and pay attention to that. Maybe make do something different and connect with someone, a complete stranger, which can be super daunting. but it is that personal connection that starts to build networks for you too, and that's a different type of support. So, you know, just make sure that I guess my point is relaxation can come in different shapes and sizes, but to really try to be aware of that for yourself.
A lot of those offline skills are useful. So much of our interaction these days is very digital and screen-based. You know, listening to music, reading a book, talking with friends, things that, you know, you don't have to unplug from the world, but what I would recommend is there's a significant amount of information overload, and even more so for someone who's just starting that new beginning into kind of a university level.
It's a lot.
So much labs and tutorials and then assignments and screen time. So again, you may also have to schedule your unplugging, but not that it's a bad thing, but also at the same time, you know, for me, what I've found is very helpful is either once or several times a day, just go outside. You don't even have to do anything. Just go outside. Right now, maybe not the best with the health advisories. However, just kind of getting up and moving around and just you're moving your physical perspective for at least a moment allows you to kind of come back with that fresh new beginning.
We are movement
even
creatures,
if you're doing the same task, you can have that little mini new beginning
right
there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I, the other thing that I was thinking about too is it's celebrate your wins, like celebrate your accomplishments. And I know that's like sometimes people can feel really awkward about celebrating. It's like, what do you mean? Like, it's like, even if it's something like somebody that you meet that you kind of share, like, okay, you know, I got through a third of the assignment and I'm getting there, you know, it may even feel awkward kind of going there, but I think that it's important because we don't realize the unconscious effect of celebrating wins and also, you know, sometimes sharing burdens, because a joy shared is doubled, a burden shared is halved. That's a quote. I can't remember who said that, but I really think that that's true. When we share it with someone who we know is receptive to that sharing, especially, then, you know, I think that that can give us a lot of fuel too. So I'm thinking maybe it is a good time for another song. And so our next song is, what is our next song?
We've got American Authors, Best Day of My Life.
Oh, yes. Now, this is more upbeat. This is a little more upbeat and energetic. So, you know, you might want to get ready to dance. It's okay to dance in the library as long as it's quiet, right?
Back. What?
We're back. Wow, that just puts a smile on my face. It's so cheerful and energetic. I love it. Yeah, so we are, you know, we've got a few more minutes before our show completes, and I just think that this is a great time to, we're fledgling, so we're getting our wings on, and we're flying, just like Quaange is with our learning curve, and it wouldn't be, we have so many people behind the scenes helping us. So Carnivar is one of our people that's helping, and we have Magnus,
yes,
and we have Jesse,
yes,
and we have, who else?
Nicole, our new PR coordinator.
Yeah.
PA, Public Affairs Coordinator.
Public Affairs Coordinator. Yes, she's a great addition. And then we also have a new volunteer.
We have many. New volunteer coordinator, joined us, Jeremy from Lethbridge.
Wow. It was so lovely to meet him today. So
beautiful.
Anybody out here there who wants to volunteer is another way.
And also at the station right now, we have Danny, our local journalism initiative superstar, our man on the scene. And also coming up at 5 p.m., we have the host of the arts show, Jacob,
and there's a host of volunteers as well as staff.
Absolutely.
And combined that helped to make all this run as if it's like a fine-tuned
PR, Priyanch from production. There are a lot of people that go behind the scenes, and most of what we do here is volunteer driven. If you want to get involved, just come by the station.
It's a great group of people. And I wanted to now ask if you, Fahima, could share some of your thoughts to do with this New Beginnings.
With the New Beginnings is feeling wonderful just to be at the Simon Fraser University among the students and the staff. It's just such a privilege, such a unique time, basically. Mm. And I wish and welcome all the students who are going back to school, to university, wishing them, and also shifting each one of the students to the smooth, productive, hopeful, joyful life, and make the differences for this world, for the humanity.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so you have a lot more power than you realize. So I just hope that I'm so excited for everyone out there, and I wish you all the best. And we'll be back again next week at 3 to 4, Free Voices.
Yes.
Free Choices. Free Voices, Free Choices.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for listening. And we are going to be playing our next song is going to be Michael Bublé song called It's a Beautiful Day. Is that it? Yeah. I'm stretching my neck here to try to read it. So here we go. Enjoy, and we will see you next week. All the best, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe, baby, I'm relieved. When you said goodbye, my whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day to send this up. Music's playing, and if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. 'Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, 'cause it means you know I'm playing this guy like a fool. 'Cause now I'm alright. Might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved.
a beautiful day. I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying. And I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day. The sun is up and the music's playing. And even if it started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining. Cause I'm glad that you're the one. Think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Beautiful day. Oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through